Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. All right, look, I've been taking a nap for a little while. I'm going to address the elephant in the room first. Clint, where you been? I ain't going to lie. I didn't want to do this fucking podcast no more because some of you idiots out there really make me mad. But then nigga was going to therapy and counseling and realized like you don't have control over my emotions. I have control over my emotions. So whatever you think of advice from a fuckboy is not my problem. It's what my intent is and it's what my mission is that's what's important. And the motherfuckers who do gain something out of this podcast, I appreciate it. The motherfuckers who don't, you kiss my ass. With that being said, this podcast is now again, you listen to episode 200 at Adam and Eve was bullshitting. They're not bullshitting no more. This podcast is brought to you by Adam and Eve. If you don't know what that is, here it is. Sex swings. Sex swings. Dicks. Vaginas. Condoms. Dirty movies. That kind of bullshit. All right? I'm selling product and I'm calling it bullshit, right? You know what it is, though. Adam and Eve been around for a long time. Go to adameve.com, use promo code FBOY. That gets you 50% off. 50% off when you use promo code FBOY, free shipping. And oh, it's Valentine's Day. Now there's even more shit that's 50% off. So please utilize that shit. Help me help yourself. With that being said, also, this podcast is also still brought to you by Lawrence and Ironman Clothing Company. Y'all looking at my shirt like, damn, that rugby shirt fire. I know Lawrence and Laramere has that. They have that. They give me the gear. I wear it. You be like, it's fire. Now you're going to go. Black-owned company. Make sure you support them. All right. Fellas, I'm back, and I got a good message for you. This podcast ain't for women. It's for you. I'm your older brother. For some of you old niggas, I'm your little brother. But I've been through some shit, and I know some shit. We need to come up with like a male CIA, all right? Like a male CIA, like a male FBI. Like we need intelligence. And black women probably listen to this podcast like, nigga, there ain't nothing but white men in the CIA. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Shut up. I get it. But hear me out. We need intelligence on the way some of you women think. All right? And I'm letting you know, fellas, I'm intelligence. I'm intelligence. I get what I get. I get my information. I report back to y'all. Here's what I found. Here's what I found. Fellas, women send a text and it says, hope all is well. Women send a text. I love that text. I've gotten that text plenty of times. As a matter of fact, the text is in my phone right now. Hope all is well. You hope all is well. Now, fellas, if you're dealing with a black woman, 9 times out of 10, yes, she does really think, she does hope all is well with you. She does. She cares. I will attest to that. As a black man who goes through some bullshit, through his own bullshit, or through because he putting other people through bullshit, at the end of the day, they still care about your stupid ass. Y'all not who I'm talking to. Y'all sit this one out. The ones who care, come over here. Sit right here with me. All right? We know you care. I'm gonna give you a hug. Kiss, whatever you need. Dick. Women who care deserve all the dick. All right? But we talk about the ones who trying to finesse. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You, sis. Yeah. The ones who are trying to finesse. Fellas, I asked the question because I needed honest answers. Listen, I give women honesty all the time from our perspective. I'm like, let's see if one woman keeps it a buck with me. She says to me, Clint, I've sent that text. And the reason why I sent that text, because I want to see if I still have access. I want to see if I still have access. Now, wait a minute. I told the women that really care, right? I told them to sit over here with me. Hey. You did this before, didn't you? I mean, I know you care now because you've healed and that's crazy. But you've done this before. All right, so you come back over here. You back over here. Yeah, women who care, you back over here now. Cause you've done that. Cause let's be honest. When I give fuckboy advice from and I tell you what men be doing, I be doing the bullshit too. And I be over here. Just cause I've evolved don't mean I wasn't over here. So you over here, sis. Now that I know you over here. Women want to know, fellas, if you still have access. And you know what the fucked up thing about it is? We give it to them. We take the bait 80%. Wait a minute, not 80. Nigga, 98% of the time we take the bait. Myself included. Hope all is well. You know what you respond? All is well. How are you? And then you start asking her more open-ended questions and now she like, It was that easy. It was that easy. That was it. That's all she had to do. Was just send a quick hope all is well text. Now, here's the thing. This is the scenario of the situation that I'm talking about. What I mean is that you guys used to talk. Let's say you and I used to talk. We date, we fuck, whatever, blah, 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 blah. For one reason or another, it just didn't work out. For one reason or another, it's not bad. We're not enemies. You don't hate me. I don't hate you. We just, you know, we stop texting. You meet somebody better. I meet somebody better. Hey, things happen. We're just dating. It's nice. But what I found out, fellas, again, intelligence. We need intelligence. Here's also what I found out from the women's. I found out that women will see you post a picture with another girl, and then the text will come, not that day. That's not, they're smarter than that. About a week or two later. You know why? Because now, if you entertain this bullshit, she knows in the back of her mind, it either confirms how she really felt about you in the first place, or it confirms the fact that she still has it. That competition you got there, that ain't competition. That's weak over there. And we take the bait every motherfucking time. We take the bait every goddamn time, and I'm sick of this shit. And this new episode, because I mean, while I've been quiet, I've been seeing what's been going on. You know, you niggas but you motherfuckers then GameStop this shit. Like you, that's another story. I don't deal with stocks, but this episode is about stocks. In the spirit of GameStop, because I used to go there to get my video games. Back in the day when I was growing up, though, it wasn't called GameStop. It was called Funko Land. Yeah, all my Funko Land niggas. Anyway, with that being said, though, this episode is called The Great Dick Depression. Inspired by my man, Fonzarelli. I don't know who he is, but, you know, he gave me the idea. Fellas, we in the Great Dick Depression. The value of dick has dropped because you are giving in to that weak ass hope all is well text. So now it's like, oh, like dick not in high demand. We are GameStop years ago. We're Blockbuster, nigga. We're irrelevant because you can't keep your fucking hands off the goddamn keyboard. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait, dog. Why? Oh, the pussy was good. Why? Don't take that shit. There's power in saying no. That's why pussy is in high demand. That's why you want it so bad, because you couldn't get it when you were younger. Y'all don't deserve this. Y'all don't deserve this, man. Fellas, come on, man. You couldn't get pussy. That's why we value pussy so much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Women weren't fucking at 16 like that. I was. That's just me. That's just me. Sorry. But most of us wasn't fucking in abundance. Pussy wasn't in abundance when we was 16. Nigga, women, dick been in abundance for women since the moment they grow boobs. They go away for a summer. They come back in seventh grade. And here go my ass. Yes, jeaned out, trying to fuck at 12. And she ain't fucking at 12. How? We don't got the time. We don't got the place. There's no, unless your parents just don't love y'all. That's another story. She ain't fucking at 12, dog. I was never home alone enough to get some pussy at 12. 16, your parents trust you a little bit more. Oh, he can stay home by himself. Mom, guess what I was doing in your basement? Sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry that I was fucking in your basement. Sorry, I said it. Now that I think about it, I'm not even sorry I said it. I'm glad I said it. That's what I was doing. The point I'm making with all this is, fellas, is that the doubt dick has been in abundance for women for so long that saying no to dick is like, it's nothing to them. So it's like now because at the end of the day, women have the final say so when it comes to fucking. They have the last word. They have the that's it. They are the judge. You can be the jury all you want and find the pussy guilty, but nigga, she gives out the sentence. That made no fucking sense. Don't please nobody repeat that. And nobody be like, Clint, you dropping gems. That was absolutely stupid. I can do better. I'm a better comedian than that. I'm sorry. I'll try harder next time. But the point I'm making is this. Stocks go up. And the price goes up. When everybody wants it. But it's not enough. Think of PlayStation 5s over the Christmas holiday. My man told me he paid $1,400 for a fucking PS5. Shout out to my plug. I didn't pay anything. My man. Appreciate you, bro. But he paid $1,400 for a PS5 because he knew he couldn't walk in on Christmas Day without, you know what I'm saying? But the reason why he paid $1,400 is because there weren't that many of them. The stock was high. Everybody wanted one, but there wasn't enough around. So price drives up. Yo, dumbass. Don't understand. We got to stop making dicks so abundant. I'm not saying go on a dick strike. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying we shouldn't be going on dick strike. We're not on strike. What I am saying, though, is we're not giving out nothing but genuine dick from here on out. Ooh. Yeah. We're giving genuine, like my thing is, I'm giving out dick that wants me, and I want you. I'm not giving out you want me dick and that's it. Ladies, Ben, stop giving out you want me pussy. I gotta want you. I'm trying to tell you. No, dick value about to go up because there's power in saying no. You don't have to fuck, bro. You don't have to fuck. As a matter of fact, she's fucking with you more. She really gonna be trying to figure you out. Cause you know she what? He ain't take the bait? No. So now that I don't take the bait, you nigga, this is simple. This is so simple. It's been like this since you know 1 BC. I don't fucking know. 100,000 million BC since dinosaurs, nigga. It's been the same shit. We always want what we can't have. So now she going to put the full make her at least brothers, if you going to fuck, make her full court press you. Make her overtly say she wants that dick. And let make her be honest. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold that, yeah. Make her work for the dick too. Make her be honest. Hope all is well. No, the fuck you don't. Why are you here? Just like ladies can smell when niggas, like, you know when you, bro. First of all, ladies been on our game. We ain't talked to you in a while. We miss your pussy. You know what we doing? Liking pictures. We commenting. Trying to be funny. Interacting with your story. You're not that funny, sis. But we had it. She know why you here. She know why you here. She know that text is coming soon. She's anticipating it. We don't know why she's here. But now we do know why she's here. And now that we do know why she's here, make her say why she's here instead of playing games with why she's here. Make her say it. Yes, Clinton, I'm here because I miss that dick. Give it to me. This podcast, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you also by the World Series of Spades. By the time this episode comes out, there will be a Deadline article referring to the fact that the World Series of Spades was acquired by Macro, and they're going to be developing a better season 2. And y'all going to be hitting me with all types of congratulations. And what I'm going to say is two things. Number one, to everybody who watched the World Series of Spades, thank you. Thank you. No, like for real. If you told somebody to watch it, if you put your friends on, you left a review, you put your family on, You watched it during the holidays. You hate the fact that I'm cheating. You didn't know whether or not I had a twin brother or not. Thank you for watching. Ladies and gentlemen, also, I'm going on tour. Not really a tour. Is tour Six Cities a tour? Is that a tour? That's not a tour, is it? Six Cities not a tour. No. It's like a little, it's like a, you know, we, you know, Philly, March 18th, Arlington, Virginia, March 12th to 13th. March 21st, Raleigh, North Carolina. April 14th, Portland, Oregon. April 25th, Indianapolis, Indiana. And April 28th, St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going to be there. There's only 100 tickets in each city because of COVID. And you know what I'm saying? Now, also to everybody's like, Clint, why don't you come here? Why don't you come to Florida? Why don't you come to Texas? Why don't you come here? I'll be there. Let me get through this first. You know, I'm not too sure about you niggas just yet. All right. Let me do this first. If this goes well and I like how I feel, we're definitely going to add more cities. So for sure, there's no way I'm not. You can't, you know. And also, if you come into the shows or when I'm in your city, y'all want to play spades with me, hit me up. I'm going to cheat. I'm letting you know that now. But I'm down. All right. Let's get back to the lecture at hand. We back to the Dow Jones. We're back to the Dow Jones of dick. And I was talking about how women will put out that text to you to see if she still has access to you. And we take the bait every time. And I kind of went into why we take the bait and things of that sort. And I know, fellas, that I'm preaching saying no. All right. I don't want you to listen to this and think that I'm trying to invoke you playing games with a woman. But let's be honest. Be honest with yourself for one moment. All right. And then you make the decision when you get that text whether or not you want to respond. Is this a woman that you've been hoping that she reaches out to you?
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com, and get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Really think about that. Because every time you go down memory lane, and ladies, you know this for a fact, and this is for you, and I'm not saying against you, but like, it's you've done this and you haven't done this. Ladies, you ever be with a man, or you date a man, you talk to a man, and y'all didn't work out for whatever reason, then y'all come back around, and then you spend some time around them. First couple of days, first week, maybe 2 weeks are great. And then you're like, oh, there it is. There it is. That's why I stopped fucking with you. There it is. You did. We've all been there. We've all done that. I'm sure of it. But what I want to now, fellas, I want to ask you the same question. Because I've, like I told you, I've been there. I was talking to a chick, and then, you know, it don't go the way I'm like, all right, whatever. And then we get back in good graces. And then I'll never forget this one time. I'm laying in bed, and I remember why I don't like her. Because we're laying in bed. We're watching, and she's talking throughout the whole fucking movie. I'm like, God damn, shut up. And when I say talking, I don't mean talking about the fucking film. I mean talking about her fucking feelings. This ain't goddamn time. Like, it's like a scene will fucking trigger or something, and then now it's like, oh, we can't watch this because now you want to have a fucking think piece conversation about why. All right. And now I got a headache, and now I want to have sex, and now I want to go to bed, and now you're going to talk to me. Like, that's how I felt. Now, was it petty? And is that a reason to cut somebody off? Absolutely. But does that mean she's a bad person? No. So when I reach out and be like, I hope all is well, it's probably because, you know what? Maybe that day, and in my mind, I'm willing to deal with the talking for the pussy. Because the shit was good. You just talk too much. Like, you know what I mean? And there's probably women that say the same thing about me. Clint, you got some nerve. Yes, I do. I know I be rambling. I ain't dumb. At least I can admit it. You can't. Anyway, that was so childish. But the point I'm making is, like, guys, so what I'm saying is it worth it? Is what you're about to get yourself into, is it worth it? Like, be completely honest with yourself and be completely honest with that woman before you answer that text. Be honest. Because sometimes the pussy just not worth the headache. Ladies, I'm not going to tell you sometimes the dick ain't worth the headache. You're women. You text your girlfriends, you have a group chat, and then there's be one logical bitch in the group. No, sis. You already know you don't like that nigga. No. Don't go over there because you're going to complain that the nigga didn't feed you. Like, no. Well, what if I get something to eat before I get there? And then there's the one friend like, bingo, bitch. Now go get the dick. Like, you know, we don't do that, fellas. We don't powwow before we answer these texts. We sit there, we think to our stupid ass selves. And then chaos ensues. Because now you took the bait. What I'm saying, like I said, I told you, I'm not trying to say we're playing games. But if you really think, you'll answer your own question. And that's how the dick value rises. Because now you're choosing peace over pussy. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, yes, I'm looking into the camera. Yes, I'm smiling because yes, I know I just made a great fucking point. I'm serious. You can't honestly look yourself in the mirror and say you're choosing peace over pussy if literally something as simple as a hope all is well text is going to suffice. Come on, man. Again, ladies, I'm going to repeat myself. I'm not talking to you, all right, if you really genuinely care. Remember I told y'all was over here? And now you was over there because you know what I'm talking about. So you admitted earlier you know what I'm talking about. So we can put you back over here. Put you back over here.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And fellas, you can use your own discernment and understand when a woman really genuinely cares. And I'm gonna tell you how you know that. So guys are like, well, how do I know the difference? Did you open up to this woman? Did you tell her things that you go through? Here's why I say that. Because women genuinely will see something or hear something and be like, that reminded me of you. And then they'll text you and just want to know if you're all right. And it don't even got to be a bad thing. Maybe you were stressing or something at work. They know you go through a lot at work. Maybe you, we don't know. But she sends you a text and she says, yo, because sometimes maybe you hope all is well. Sometimes doesn't even mean I want to have a conversation with you. Sometimes hope all is well means like, yo, I hope all you're on my mind and I'm sending you positive vibes. Yeah. See, ladies, I mean, come on. I'm not always a dick. Sometimes it means that. And here's how you can differentiate, fellas. Did you open up to this girl? Does she know certain things about you? Does she still follow you? And you've been posting some things that maybe... Because let me tell you this, man. While I've been taking this nap, right? I've had hundreds of people really reach out to me and be like, yo, Clint, yo, I hope all is well. Like, are you all right? And I understand that, you know, y'all know what I deal with outside of this podcast. And y'all understand what I deal with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But I'll tell you this. I, for those of y'all, if you did it, and I didn't respond. It's not personal. I literally just took a nap. Like I needed to be away from people. I just needed to be around. Like I just needed to be by myself. It was the best thing ever too. I was waking up every day. Seriously, I lied to you not. I was waking up every day when I wasn't working. Every day I was waking up. I would eat. I'd get edible. I'd sit on my couch in my drawers and play PlayStation with my man Mo every fucking day. We play the Avengers. That's all I did. And that's the... Let me tell y'all something. All right? I own this podcast. I'm James Brown. You know, but like, nigga, nobody told me James Brown needed to sit the fuck down. Nobody told me that. And y'all don't understand. Like, I've been doing stand-up for 14 years. As of this week, actually. 14 years. I've been doing stand-up for 14 years. At least 9 of those years, I was on nonstop on the road every single week. And if I wasn't on the road, I was doing other things behind the scenes and I was working my ass off. And, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, nigga, I'm tired. So now every day, really, on my couch playing fucking PlayStation. That's what I was doing. So I'm okay. I was playing PlayStation. I was literally, we'd be like, Mo. So, and here's the best thing about my friend Mo. I've known Mo since the 90s. Me and Mo used to play GoldenEye together. We used to come over each other's house and play GoldenEye together. We used to go to wrestling matches together. And somehow I found peace in being a child for like 2 hours a day. Cause that's what we were doing. You know, we playing Avengers. I'm calling, cause he I'm Iron Man, and he beat Thor, and he called me Stark. I mean, it's corny, but nigga, so what? That's what I had to do. Now my shit, nigga, I got the best ideas in the world now. I'm writing a book. Like, that shit gave me so much. But I say all that to say, like, a lot of people checked on me. And I appreciate it. So you know when somebody's being genuine. But also know when she wants the dick. It's too much soft stuff. Got to get back to being ignorant. You got to know when she wants the dick. I know when some of you bitches don't give a damn about how I'm doing. I know, and it's okay. I think y'all need, so now I already told you at the beginning of this episode how you can tell when she cares about dick. You can tell, man. But you also got to be able to juggle the difference, because those are women you got to keep in your life. Those are women you got to send hope all as well to text. Those women you need to be sending genuine hope all as well text to. So yeah, sometimes it ain't always about you, dog. That's how the dick Dow Jones goes up. When you send the hope all is well text, but you mean it. Because you not on no bullshit. You not sending that because you trying to be funny. Nah, you give a shit. That's how the Dow Jones dick goes up. Sincerity, fellas. Sincerity. You sincerely be like, yo, you know, she was checking on you during hard times. So now maybe you saw something. Maybe you paid attention. You know? I'm not saying being no fuckboy and sending her no music. Don't do that. No. Be like, you show her you was listening to some shit she was saying. And you like, yo, nah, I'm not, nah, you know. You ain't gotta come over. And fellas, fellas. When you send the text, sometimes women been waiting for you to send the text. And she throws the bait. So you say hope all is well. You say all is well, blah, 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 blah. And now she like, oh shit, this is my chance. This is my chance. And then she, you get where I'm going with this, right? And she throws the bait. Nah. Because sometimes she might be throwing the bait, right? Just to see what you're going to do. Then she like, oh, that's why he checking on me. And then it's like on some like, oh, I can't trust you. On some I can't trust you shit. Y'all don't want to act like dating is a game. But it is. It is. It's unfortunately, it is. Look at all this back and forth I'm talking about. He want to see. She want to see. I want to see. You want to see. We don't. Nigga, well now, listen. Fellas, you got a nigga that see. I see everything. We need a group. Somebody come up with some shit, man. We need... I'm sorry, I'm being a nigga. I can't be serious all the time on this podcast. Doesn't work for sponsors. You know? It doesn't work for sponsors. You know? I appreciate the sponsors who respected my space during the time I wanted to take a nap. No pressure, Clint. Whenever you're ready. And meant it. But see, the sponsors who were checking in on me and was checking my temperature when I was saying, I may not do it again. And now you're like, oh, I. See, there was other sponsors who I said, I may not do it. And that's your prerogative. We support that. You tend to work with companies who do shit like that. They earn trust. They build equity in your life. It's another fucking money term. Uh-oh. That's how you period. You. I'm talking about you as an individual. All right? We're not even talking about no games. We're not talking about men getting over on women. We're not talking about women getting over on men. We just talking about you as a person. Always know your fucking value. In life, period. And you know that certain things just not gonna work. You ain't that easy. That ain't just with men. That ain't just with women. That's just in life, period. They got you fucked up. They got you fucked up. You always gotta know that in the back of your mind. That's important. If you don't know that, then you don't need to be out here dating. Because you're letting a lot of y'all let other people dictate what your value is and what it ain't. You see what I'm saying? A lot of y'all let a lot of people dictate your value. So like that's why a disingenuous hope all is well text don't work on me. That's why disingenuous, like when you try to check my temperature, bitch, it's cold. It's not my temperature, it's my pulse. My bad. I'm still high. But I'm just more functional when, you know, some of you, y'all be like, me, I'm, nigga. Anyway, the point I'm making is, y'all do that shit to check niggas' temperature. And my thing is that a temperature check to me is the oldest trick in the book. A temperature check, nigga, that's the oldest trick in the book. My mom do that shit. She do it to me. My mom be checking my temperature. I be like, Nita, no. That's the oldest trick in the book. No. But again, I'm mainly talking to you, fellas. You got to realize, man, like you really do hold more control over what you be, you know what I'm saying, than you think you do. That's why women do this kind of shit. They know they smarter than your dumb ass. You dumb, dog. She laughing at you when you take the bait. She be, yo, I swear to God, women be laughing at you niggas. When they throw they throw the bait out and you catch it. And it could be with anything. A fucking picture, a like, something, nigga, anything. You take, oh, nigga. And you know what she say to her friends? I knew it. I knew it. And look at us, not knowing it. Your dumb ass, fucking it up for the rest of us that know it. God damn it, bro. You fucking it up for the rest of the niggas that know. We too easy. We are too fucking easy. We gotta stop being stupid, fellas. Them days is over. I am the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No, I'm joking. No, I'm, cause, no, this is gonna be a nigga. This is gonna be a nigga who hears this. And he gonna be like, yo, I don't play about my leader and teacher, Elijah Muhammad. Nigga, this ain't 1964. I don't give a fuck about you. All right. I don't. Or Elijah Muhammad. No, what I'm saying is though, no, I'm Clint Coley. I'm running for president. I'm running for president, man. We need structure, fellas. That's our problem. Women are structured. We don't have a fucking you can't infiltrate. Nigga, women shit is they the fucking Carter. But while I was asleep, I was Pookie. No, that was another bad one. No, oh man, I'm sorry, that wasn't good. Cause Boogie, my bad. Sorry, I mean, the Carter was efficient. The Carter was correct, black owned. You know what I'm saying? You know, black owned. Cause black women, black owned. Cause I could have said the mafia. That's structure, but that's white people. Italian, you white. That's Europe. You know, black owned. Anyway. Women have a serious infrastructure. They have a support system. They're around each other. Don't ask me why I keep doing this.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
But they talk. We don't. So we don't know. And we don't, so what I've been doing is I be listening. I be listening to women. That's all. I be listening. And then fellas, I come and I report back to y'all. Nigga, I'm an informant. Nigga, I'm Donnie Brasco. That reference made sense. He was an informant, but I'm not dressing up like a girl though. But then again, he didn't really dress up like an Italian because he really was Italian. But then again, I'm not really a girl, so you get the point. I ruined it on my own. I talked myself out of the good joke. My bad. The point I'm making is, I'm over here giving. I be having the secrets. You know why? But see, here's the thing. I think I'm smart, but I'm really not. Women give me the secrets on purpose so that I can tell y'all stupid asses. Cause they don't listen. So women are actually still winning. Cause now when you don't take the bait, you're building a better you're building a better guy. And ultimately, ladies, you win. Yeah. So I'm not really that ahead of my time. I'm used. Like they probably got me somewhere on a bulletin board. Women are real FBI, my nigga. They got my name pinned up there. He knows too much. No, ladies. He's perfect. I don't know. That's actually a great fucking idea. Anyway. But fellas, I'm telling you. We gotta be more strategic with giving out this dick. We will no longer be in a dick depression. We will no longer be suffering. We making a comeback. Ladies, I'm warning you right now. All right. I told y'all I took a nap. I was able to see some things without being on social media. I can see it for myself now. My eyes are open. Fellas, I'm coming. 2021, dick is making a comeback. 2021, fellas, dick is making a comeback. Literally and figuratively. The Dow Jones of dick will be at an all-time high under this new regime. Because right now, fellas, the state of the dick union is not good. It's not good. We out here giving up the dick for free. We out here taking the bait. Let me tell you what happened to me, fellas. I'm going to use my own personal story to let you know that I'm going to lead us through the dick depression. I'm going to give us the new dick deal. If you're a history buff, man, you love what the fuck I'm doing right now. Here's what happened to me. Woman that I was used to fuck. We used to have sex. She slid in my DM. This was once upon a time. She had slid in my DM. We met. And then next thing you know, we were sex partners, right? I enjoyed every minute of it. At the time, she was in the Navy. And at the time when, you know, the situation presented itself and she was like, hey, I'm getting deployed, there wasn't nothing I can do. So we didn't end on bad terms, but she knew I'm not waiting. Like, no. I mean, I'll wait till you get back. And if I'm single and you single, we can still fuck. But I'm like, sis, I mean, you about to be going for like 18 months. Like, I appreciate what you're doing and I salute you. But I need to fuck. So we, you know, didn't end on bad terms. She understood. I understood. Cool. 18 months later, she comes back. I think at the time I was in a relationship, so wasn't nothing happening, but we remained friends. We remained friends. Now, I'm going to fast forward. So then there was a right time when she was single and I was single. She was single and I was single at the same time, right? Or I thought she was single. She, we started talking and then we started talking about the possibility of us getting back to fucking again. You know, she throwing some bait, I'm throwing some, you know what I mean? And we concluded we would like to see each other. We were making arrangements to see each other. One night I sent a text and I said, yo, how's everything going? Blah, blah, blah. How was your day? Blah, blah, blah. She doesn't respond. I don't take it personal. We just friends. No big deal. 4 days later, I'm not in my feelings. I actually happen to think about her. And I send her another text. So, I ain't got no shame. You know what I mean? Shame responding to the last drink. See what's up. So, I thought about it. I was like, yo, I was watching blah, blah, blah. How you doing? And then she hits me with this text. Watch this. She hits me with this text. Ladies, pay attention. Watch this. She hits me with this text. She says, hey, Clint, my bad. I saw your text the other day. I hit a reply and didn't hit send. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad about that. A lot of times that happens. I do that shit. I get it. A lot of times I'll be, you know, I mean to hit send, didn't hit send. Happens. So then I was like, look, I put the full court press after that text. I said, no worries. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to make arrangements. I'm trying to see you. What's up? She says, don't hate me, but my relationship status has changed. Your relationship status in 4 days? In 4 fucking days, your relationship status changed. In 4 days. Right? Now, I'm not mad. I'm just like, whatever. And I respected it. I said, yo, I understand. No worries, no harm, no foul. I respect that. She sends me a text back and says, thank you for that. Now, what happened in them 4 days? I don't know. I'm going to give my educated guess before I tell y'all what happens. But at the time, my hypothesis was this chick had a main guy somewhere out there. And this guy is acting right. He says the right things. He's doing the right things. He's stepping up. I don't want much but sex. He wants sex and relationship. That's what she wants. Guess what she gets? She gets what she wants. She goes over there. I have no problem with that. She was actually very honest about her relationship status change. She did not owe me or have to get into details about it. So guess what? She's not a fuck girl for her relationship status changing. But not even 24 fucking hours later, she sends me a text. Hey, Clint. Me. Hi. How are you today? Fellas, I'm giving y'all the game. So, you know, at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this was years ago, but at the time I knew what the fuck was up. My dad was still here. He was coaching me. I actually happened to be taking a nap that week at my dad's house. And when she's sending this text, I'm looking and I'm like, Dad. My dad's like, wait it out. And yes, I did it. My man. Here's what I did. So she says, hey. I says, hi. She says, how you doing? I says, I'm good. how are you? She says, I'm good. I don't respond. I'm not asking what's up. I want to see. We're playing the who gonna ask who first game. She loses. She literally says in the next text, maybe 15 minutes later, hey, so everything that I said yesterday, can we just disregard that and act like I never said it? And literally sends me the fucking Men in Black gif of Will Smith doing the fucking the neuralizer. this bitch sent me a neuralizer. What the fuck? Yeah, let me do it in the camera. It'd be really cool if I knew how to do effects and like do the. I'm not that kind of editor. You get what you get. I say all that to say, like, I wanted to send her back me, like, doing, like, here's what I responded. I said, no, we cannot. Will Smith, I had Will Smith, that Will Smith shit don't work. I don't do that flip-flop thing. I don't play inconsistency. So I'm good. I'm going to tell you why. Now, I respected her for being honest. I respected her for blah, 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 right? But you're telling me your relationship status changed in 4 days. And now 24 hours, your relationship status changed again. That means you like to play games. My name is Clint Coley. I'm born June 20th, 1987. Blah, 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 bitch. I don't play games. Wait a minute, I do. I was just talking about how I was playing games with Bo. But that's different. I don't play your kind of games. Your games ain't fun. Your games don't work on me. Because my thing is that means that whoever this guy is in the background, he has a lot of control over what's going on in your life. I'm not competing with that, with no nigga that got that kind of control. Absolutely not. I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for that. That's like, I don't need that kind of energy in my bedroom. Because see, it's much more than this pussy. What it is, so now let's say you're out with me and this guy, and I'm not saying he has control over you, like he controls your every move or anything like that. What I mean is that he does kind of control your mood. You're out with me or you're in my bed. And all it takes for you after we fuck is get that wrong text. He may say something. It could be anything. It trigger you. Now you got bad energy in my bedroom. Bitch, no. No. My dick is worth more than that. That's how the value of dick rises. Fellas, I'm telling you this right now. That is how we will get out of the dick depression. We are on to you now, ladies. My name is Clint Coley. I'm running for president in 2021. Thank y'all for listening. And thank y'all for fucking laughing. Don't forget that this podcast is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Get your discount 50% off. Bye.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.